Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. The Linux ecosystem is about to take a significant leap forward with the release of the 6.17 kernel, and for many, the most exciting part will be the inclusion of Lenovo WMI gaming series drivers. For years, Linux users running Lenovo gaming hardware have had to make do with workarounds. But with this driver, developed by Derek Clark, things are set to change dramatically. This initiative specifically targets power and performance settings, unlocking the full potential of Lenovo gaming laptops and, crucially, the much-anticipated Legion Go S handheld. Gamers using SteamOS on the Legion Go S can look forward to finer control and better integration, elevating the gameplay experience in a meaningful way. Alongside the WMI driver, there's a dedicated HID driver being introduced, further enhancing the device's capabilities and ensuring better compatibility with the Linux environment. It's a sign that hardware vendors and open source communities are finding common ground to make high-end gaming more accessible on Linux platforms. But the kernel improvements don't stop there. Drivers for a range of new devices are making their way into this release, which will mean smoother operations for a broader spectrum of users. Speaking of streamlined experiences, one of the most practical needs these days is reliable local file sharing, and that's exactly where the new open-source app called Packet steps in. Packet leverages Google's QuickShare protocol to facilitate rapid transfers between Linux and Android systems, bypassing the cloud and any potential privacy pitfalls that come with it. For users who want to quickly send files across devices on the same network, all without worrying about third-party servers, Packet could be a game-changer. The emphasis on local open protocols in file sharing highlights a broader trend, users seeking more control and opting out of cloud dependency when possible. As open source matures, these sorts of practical privacy-preserving tools are becoming indispensable in daily workflows. On the desktop environment side, the GNOME community has just rolled out the GNOME 49 Alpha, and what stands out most is its resolute shift towards Wayland. The era of X11 support in GNOME is coming to an end, with this release marking a symbolic and technical break from the legacy graphics stack that's underpinned Unix desktops for decades. GNOME 49 Alpha brings a host of improvements, among them speedier browsing, better app responsiveness, and a more refined interface, all built with Wayland front and center. For everyday users and developers alike, it's a double-edged sword. The promise of modern graphics and security comes at the cost of saying goodbye to long-standing compatibility. It's a big bet by the GNOME team, underlining a commitment to bringing open-source desktops in line with contemporary standards and expectations. In another leap for developer tooling, LLVM/Clang has now added support for NVIDIA's GB10 superchip, which is symbolic of how quickly the AI and HPC landscape is evolving. By enabling the latest hardware in the compiler toolchain, developers working on cutting-edge machine learning and scientific computing projects are better equipped than ever before. The importance of this is obvious not just in Western markets but especially in emerging economies seeking to close the gap in high-performance computing and AI. Speaking of emerging economies and local innovation, India's major drive for homegrown electric vehicle battery manufacturing is another headline worth noting this week. By investing in indigenous production, India hopes to reduce its reliance on imports, foster job growth, and lead in sustainable mobility, all while bolstering its strategic autonomy. As nations look inward amidst global supply chain uncertainties, these sorts of policies may set templates for balancing innovation and self-reliance. Across the South China Sea, another dynamic is at play, as China's AI startup ecosystem in Liangzhou is experiencing explosive growth. Despite heavy restrictions on US semiconductor exports, local firms like DeepSeek are not just surviving. They're thriving, integrating their AI technologies into global companies, including giants such as Saudi Aramco. This surge in homegrown innovation doesn't just challenge American dominance in technology. It also raises questions around the future governance of AI and global technology standards. There's a rising concern in tech policy circles about what this means for international competitiveness, digital sovereignty, and ultimately, the power dynamic between East and West. As AI ecosystems become increasingly localized, it's likely we'll see even more regional innovation race ahead, with ripple effects across the world's tech sectors. Back in the US, data privacy is front and center news, with Washington State enacting the My Health, My Data Act. This legislation is designed to give residents added control over personal health information and offers new protections against discrimination based on the exercise of these privacy rights. What sets the act apart is its anti-retaliation measures. aiming to shield individuals who exercise their digital privacy rights from discriminatory treatment or denial of services. It's being closely watched by privacy advocates and policymakers, who see it as a potential blueprint for broader digital rights legislation in the US. As personal data becomes more valuable and vulnerable than ever, legislative developments like these will likely shape how organizations handle, secure, and process private information, an area where open-source software often leads in transparency and accountability. Meanwhile, across the state line in California, some cities are using technology in a completely different way, by deploying drones to catch and fine users of illegal fireworks. Take Sacramento, for instance. During the last national holiday celebrations, police sent out drones to patrol neighborhoods, issuing hefty fines of up to $10,000 for lighting illegal fireworks on city property. While the use of drones is technically impressive and may serve as a deterrent, it's also raised concerns about privacy, the ethics of automated surveillance, and fair enforcement. The size of the fines in particular is under scrutiny, especially since several cases have emerged where people were charged exorbitant fees for what were, in some cases, minor infractions. Balancing the advantages of tech-enabled enforcement with civil liberties continues to be a challenge that cities and lawmakers will have to navigate carefully. From municipal policy back to the corporate world, Microsoft found itself at the heart of a controversy this week after a senior executive told laid-off employees to seek support from AI tools such as Copilot. The suggestion was swiftly met with outrage inside and outside the company, highlighting a disconnect between corporate leadership styles and the human realities of workforce management. As companies rely more on automation and digital solutions, there's growing concern that empathy and genuine support for staff are being sidelined in favor of profit and expediency. This incident underscores an urgent need for tech leaders to reflect on organizational values and move towards a more people-centered approach. In more positive Linux news, the upstream kernel process remains as vibrant as ever, with Linux 6.16RC5 just landing in the repositories. Linus Torvalds has reported that the vast majority of changes in this release candidate are driver updates, with a strong focus on improving system stability. That means users can expect better hardware support and smoother performance on a wide array of devices as the final release approaches. Performance issues are being ironed out, and the upstream community is continuing its tireless work to make sure the kernel remains as reliable and efficient as ever. It's a critical reminder. Beneath every fancy app and tool, it's the under-the-hood work of open-source developers that makes modern computing possible. However, system stability has been under siege in some open-source communities, as the Free Software Foundation has recently experienced ongoing distributed denial-of-service attacks. Thanks to a resilient support network and a bit of old-fashioned grit, the FSF remains operational, though the frequency and persistence of these attacks have been a serious wake-up call. DDoS incidents are now a daily threat for high-profile digital advocacy organizations, putting an added strain on technical administrators and raising critical questions about internet resilience and responsibility. The ability to coordinate defenses and share knowledge in the open-source spirit is what will help communities weather these kinds of storms as cyber risks rise. Switching gears to security on individual Linux systems, researchers have just documented a vulnerability with potentially severe consequences, a so-called evil maid attack. The flaw affects full disk encryption on several popular distributions, notably Ubuntu and Fedora, allowing an attacker with brief physical access a pathway to bypass encryption. What makes this particularly alarming is that the vulnerability arises from decisions made at the system design level, not just in the application code. It's a reminder that robust security needs to be considered at every layer, from hardware through to software and user practices. For those responsible for fleet management or deploying Linux systems in the field, continuous vigilance and timely updates are non-negotiable. Overall, what ties this mosaic of stories together is the constant interplay between innovation, governance, and community. Whether it's through kernel development, privacy legislation, or collaborative responses to new threats, the digital landscape is evolving through cooperation and healthy debate. The push for better hardware support in Linux, the refinement of developer tools, and assertive policies on data privacy are all responses to the shifting needs of end users in a rapidly changing world. As we look ahead to the next wave of open source and tech innovation, it's clear that thoughtful engagement and adaptability will remain the core ingredients for success. Whether you're a developer, a gamer, a tech policy wonk, or someone simply concerned about the trajectory of privacy and security online, these stories touch on issues shaping all our futures. I'll be keeping an eye on the Linux 6.17 rollout, GNOME's journey with Wayland, privacy law developments, and of course, the ever-changing interplay between global tech powerhouses. As always, if you have a story or perspective to share, drop me a line. Thanks for listening.